Let's look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. So there's a physical cotton act adultery. That's the worst form of adultery that you can commit. So where you're actually caught in the act. Now, there was a woman that was caught in the act, and the Pharisees were trying to stop, you know. Israel was not allowed to put anybody to death except for by the Roman Empire at that time, and they were trying to trick him into saying, hey, you need to put this woman to death. And so people will use that and say, hey, you shouldn't judge people because Jesus didn't judge the woman that came, that was caught in the act of adultery. But what does the Bible say in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10? It says, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And so and in other verses it talks about how they're supposed to be stoned with stones. Okay, that's a pretty severe consequence. So what is God? God says adultery is a capital offense. First degree murder is a capital offense. Rape, kidnap, those are capital offenses. And there is a death penalty in the Bible for certain sins. And the Bible says you shall surely be put to death. Amen. Now, does every adulterer get put to death? No, they don't. We don't live in Old Testament Israel, okay? But does God, is God, the Bible said in Hebrews, it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, so that means God didn't change his mind about this.